attacks Adler. Down for Horvat. Miller sneaking out of the net. Stetcher, long shot, tip wide. Miller's headed to the bench. Canucks with six attackers. Stetcher holds the puck in. Nice move to get away on Ben. Stetcher shoots, scores! First career goal for Troy Stetcher. And the game is tied at four.
Well, Troy, first and foremost, has it sunk in the morning after scoring your first NHL goal on Sunday night?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, obviously, just accomplish something like that. You know, I've always dreamed about playing at this level, and to finally kind of be here and going through the day-to-day work days and whatnot, it's a pretty relieving feeling just getting your first one. They say once you get your first, you're always going to get your second, so hopefully they come in bunches now.
Obviously, scoring your first NHL goal is an exciting in itself. Is it extra sweeter doing it at home last night?
Yeah, it was pretty special just to have my brother and my nephew in the building to watch. And at the end of the day, it's just another hockey game. More importantly, you need to find a way to win, especially with the way we've been playing lately. You know, we've been playing pretty well, but we haven't got the results we wanted. But being a local kid, I think it is pretty special to get it at home. But if I would have got anywhere else, I think it would have been the same feeling.
And a memorable one, considering the gravity of the situation, tying the game with under 2 minutes to go, down to Dallas, and with Dallas captain Jamie Benn on the ice, a play you make on the wall. Maybe just walk us through the first goal.
Well, I kind of realized that throughout the game that it was kind of tail end of their road trip, and we were just on a long grueling road trip too, so legs starting to feel a little heavy, and I had an opportunity where I had some space and kind of wanted to attack downhill, and just kind of made a little play on Jamie and off the boards, and luckily he kind of went to the middle, which I was hoping, and create a little gap for myself, and I obviously didn't know I was going to score. I just wanted to get a puck on net and create a rebound in front, and somehow I found a way to go in, so it's a pretty special feeling.
Do you notice more confidence now from Game 7 to Game 1, making that play like last night?
I guess in some aspect I do. At the same time, I don't. I just treat every day the same way I would any other day. I'm grateful to be here, and I don't want to take it for granted. I want to come work every day, so I'm starting to guess I feel more comfortable, I guess, like amongst the guys in the room, but on the ice, I don't really feel any different. I'm just going out there and trying to play my best.
I know last night post-game when you were talking with the media, you mentioned Fred about helping you with your shot. Let's just go back to that. With that shot you had, is that something you're honed in Penticton and obviously developed North Dakota on the way here to the NHL?
Yeah, in Penticton, that was probably my biggest weakness was my shot. I think I've always had pretty good feet and offensive instincts, but just getting my puck to the net with some mustard on it from the blue line wasn't something I was really good at. So Freddie and was kind of the guy that always took me aside and told me that was something I had to work on in the off season, and obviously I worked with the assistant coaches and Cowley and hang in there. So obviously I continue to do that at North Dakota, and now that I'm a lot stronger, I think I can put some mustard behind it. But Freddie always kind of taught me to just find a lane and get it through, so I give him a lot of credit for that.
I know the V's organization are very proud of what you've done, people in Penticton, the BCHL itself. Do you see that as a source of pride too, carrying that BCHL flag and obviously the NCAA route, showing that, you know, a guy like you, be patient, things can work out. Obviously went to a great program in Penticton and North Dakota, now landed here in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's pretty special just to be able to play in the BC, kind of close to home, and play for the prestigious program in Penticton. You know, it's kind of top destination in the BCHL, and just to be a part of kind of the alumni there is pretty special, with Duncan Keith, someone kind of my favorite player now in the modern NHL. So I guess I try to play with pride and kind of try not to forget my roots. You know, I still talk to some of my friends there from high school at Penn High, and obviously some players. I talked to Lalegia last night, so I'll never forget where I came from, but when it comes game time, you kind of forget about everything, you just focus on that certain moment. But I always follow them on Twitter and whatnot, and same with North Dakota. So those are programs that it was pretty close to my heart, and I hope they continue to support me the way they do.
All right, Trey, well, congrats on last night, and hopefully we see more of this in the near future. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Fraser.